Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Mount Nebo Middle School in Payson and surrounding schools are dealing with a string of fake threats over the past few weeks.
Today, police and school officials will address the problem in a news conference. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our live team coverage school threats. Peter?
Amanda's, for Mount Nebo Middle School, students have been dealing with bomb-sniffy dogs three times in the last 2 weeks. I just got off the phone with Nebo School District spokesman Seth Sorensen.
2.5 weeks has received three separate bomb threats.
That's Nebo School District spokesman Seth Sorensen. He says all these were hoaxes, but they all led to evacuations or a lockout situation where school did go on, but it went behind locked doors. At the news conference today, Sorensen says Payson Police will tell the public about their investigation.
And as a school district, we're going to share our plans moving forward to keep kids in schools. And
Sorensen adds that police could be talking about whether this has any relation to protests against supposed furries that didn't actually turn up to be at the school. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Police have again recovered a gun on a Roy High School student. This is the fourth time in just the past few weeks. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, school threats. Adam?
Tim, Roy police say they found a gun on a teenage boy who was with three other students yesterday just east of the school, which was temporarily placed in secure protocol while officers responded. All four students were taken into custody. Police say they've recommended charges against all of them. Now, they found guns twice last week, and they found another on a student a couple weeks before that. No one's been hurt in any of these cases, but Weber School District spokesperson in a statement called this, quote, very concerning behavior. They are still just calling on everyone to keep doing what's led to these safe recoveries. In the meantime, keep reporting anything that looks suspicious. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Alpine School District is narrowing the options of a potential split, which could eventually be presented to voters this fall. The district board voted on different plans to continue studying, and they tell KSL if a division happens, they prefer an east-west split. Some district leaders say they still feel the best option is to keep the district together the way it is.
Another round of protests took place at the University of Utah last night, but then the protesters moved to the county jail.
200 or so gathered up in President's Circle went on the move to the Salt Lake County Jail. Marchers then demanded that one of the event's organizers who had been arrested be released. Along the way, KSL 5 reports there were no reported skirmishes. Two sheriff's deputies did have to go out into the roadway with marchers, but did not have to take any action. According to the University of Utah, one arrest was made based on an individual's actions from Monday night. In total, 20 arrests were made over 2 days. They say most charges should be misdemeanors. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. Dueling protests at UCLA turned dangerous overnight when the various groups started throwing things at each other. ABC's Chris Christie watched it all happen from a news chopper.
Oh, look at that. Somebody just took a pallet to the head.
The LAPD is right now on campus separating the groups. UCLA administrators have declared any encampments on campus as unlawful.
The Sundance Film Festival has been exploring the possibility of moving the festival out of state, but now we know that the Slam Dance Film Festival is leaving. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Tim, Slam Dance announced over social media they're moving to Los Angeles for next year's festival. They say the move is a celebration of their community spirit, and it's about, quote, broadening our horizons, empowering indie filmmakers, and forging deeper connections in an ever-evolving landscape, close quote. According to the announcement, Slam Dance's move has some really big Hollywood names backing it, including Anthony and Joe Russo, along with Emma and Christopher Nolan. And it all comes only weeks after the Sundance announcement. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, we still have those big delays along 21st South between Magna and West Valley from an earlier crash. Still have some delays on both north and southbound 15 around 215 in Murray. We've got delays southbound 15 Riverdale to Roy. And in Utah County, pretty busy on Redwood and Lehigh, as is 2100 North and Pioneer Crossing, trying to get over to the freeway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Federal Reserve's latest meetings wrap up today.
Earlier this year, Chair Jerome Powell indicated the Federal Reserve could cut interest rates at least once in 2024. That was before the latest economic reports, including some which show strong hiring, indicated inflation is still very much a problem.
Just a spoiler alert, they won't drop it today.
Yeah.
That's ABC's Daria Albinger reporting.
We're seeing some big advances in the way doctors treat cancer.
Researchers have discovered cancer cells often contain multiple different mutations, which means every patient's cancer treatment needs to be different.
A lot of people have referred to this as personalized medicine. We in oncology like to think we personalize treatment for every patient. So every patient gets personalized medicine. The more current term is precision medicine. So being able to precisely identify these mutations in a person's tumor and then precisely pick the right therapy for said patient.
Dr. Teresa Warner is the deputy director of the Huntsman Cancer Institute. She says they're also using treatments that can target a patient's specific cancer, helping to reduce the treatment side effects. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Real Salt Lake is pushing through the first half of the season, and they're finding their most success on the road. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
They haven't had this good of a record on the road for 10 years. RSL Vice President of Communications Trey Fitzgerald says head coach Pablo Mastroeni has been integral to their success. Plus, the players have fewer distractions and bond as a team when they are away from home. For 2023 and 2024, they've had 15 wins and 10 draws of their away games.
The team is focusing on bringing some of that road success back home when they face rival Kansas City on Saturday.
A girls' softball coach who has been coaching for 50 years says it's time to retire. Butch Lady coached his last game yesterday and tells KSL-TV his time being a coach has been very rewarding.
I've had a lot of them come back and say if we hadn't done this and we didn't do that. And so it's been fun. That's the best part.
Gail Miller was also at Lady's last game to thank him for his years of dedication to the game. Lady and Larry H. Miller were good friends and even teammates years ago.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Labor of love for him for sure. Still very slow. Eastbound 201 from Magna over to the Bangor exit where there was a rollover crash earlier, so some residual backing. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
KSL in the palm of your hand.
When the app came out, I knew that I could stream the radio station directly through there.
I just checked there to see if there's anything pertinent.
I regularly use the KSL app.
Get the app for KSL News Radio.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1907 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1907p gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. And less than 100 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1907 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1907 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-386-8018. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-8018 now to secure your 1907p $10 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-386-8018.
Hi, Doug Wright here with one more little experiment you can do at home. In a pan of water, all you have to do is stir in limestone, calcium, magnesium particles, and then heat that whole mess up on the stove. And you know what? On second thought, not such a good idea because limestone, calcium, and magnesium particles heated in water will clump and stick to your pan like concrete, which incidentally is exactly what's going on inside your water heater. Think about it. Limestone, calcium, magnesium, that's what makes hard water hard. And trust me on this, if you live in northern Utah, your home has hard water. So call Kinetico of Utah. I'll give you the number in a moment. They'll test your water's hardness for free, and they'll show you the patented design features that make Kinetico water softeners work better than any other. Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. To learn more, call Kinetico. It's 801-576-8600 or log on to softwaterutah.com and call now while it's on your mind.
KSL News Time, 8:09. Time for a look at traffic and weather together. Again, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Still residual backing out there, Andy. And that accident was quite a while earlier this morning.
Yeah, and they got it cleared up fairly quickly. Now, it is improving. The distance of delay is about the same, 7200 west of Bangor Highway. But you're moving a little bit faster in the backups than you were when it was at its worst. Still, plan on an extra 10 to 12 to 15 minutes to get from Magna over to 215 because of the extra slowdowns. We still have I-15 delays, more so on the northbound side now than on the southbound side between 90th and 5300 south, as well as some brake lights right after the Bluffdale exit in Draper, coming towards Draper. Len?
Up in the Ogden area, you've got some slowing making your way from 21st Street down to Roy at 5600 West. Looks like some construction on the right side of the highway there might be adding to that slowdown. Otherwise, you're in good shape all the way down into the Salt Lake area where it starts to slow down at the Beck Street off-ramp. But you're going to be slow down to the downtown area a bit, and a little bit of northbound slowing coming off of I-80, making your way up to the north interchange on the I-215. Eric?
We've still got the typical delays in Utah County. Not like we had yesterday, though that was atypical when we had plenty of slowing from Orem all the way up to Point of the Mountain. Right now on I-15, it's a clean drive from Santa Quinn to the county line, but your typical delays are on Mountain View Corridor as it turns into 2100 North, and you've got it on Lehigh's Main Street and Pioneer Crossing going from Redwood Road over to the freeway. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brand you know, at prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
An overnight cold front that was mainly dry will leave us chilly today at 55, running 10 to 12 below the normal, and a little bit of a north breeze. 36 overnight, partly cloudy skies, definitely on the cold side. 60 tomorrow, mostly cloudy, goes 61 with an AM shower on Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
See if that sunshine's helping to warm things up at all out there. Not yet. 45 degrees.
All morning we've been reporting on these fake bomb threats, multiple fake threats at Mount Nebo Middle School.
Payson.
I know. We're going to talk more with Debbie Dujanovic about that just ahead.
Stay with us, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
If you're thinking about downsizing, but you've hesitated for any reason because you've thought, well, I hear all these things about the markets and I'm not sure interest rates are going, how do I know I'm going to get the highest price? And this is a once in a lifetime. I mean, your brain just starts to go crazy.
Yeah.
And mine did. But my husband and I made a choice to, we're going to call the Stern team. First, we went online and we typed in sternteam.com and then we typed in our address just to see what our home would sell for.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started working with Cammie, and it was like all the stress just went away because I knew she and a whole team of people behind her were going to handle it.
Yeah. And this is a stressful process. I mean, let's face it, it's the biggest decision you're going to make financially in your life. And you want to make sure you don't have some missteps along the way. So why not enlist not just one real estate agent, but an entire real estate team?
Yeah.
And they told us, and we've shared with our listeners before, there are over 100 things you need to be thinking about. Normally, for me, you'd think one or two or three, maybe five on the high end, but there are hundreds.
They just go above and beyond on every level. And what do you need? Do you need an instant cash offer? They can do that. Do you need to buy before you sell? They can do that. They have flexible fees. What do you need? The Stern Team will help you.
Find out why so many turn to the Stern Team. Go to sternteam.com or just Google the Stern Team.
It's complicated. These days, that's how people even describe their relationship status. When it comes to the latest complexities in your car, it's gotten really complicated. The experts at AAMCO undergo the most rigorous training to stay on top of the latest car technologies, so there's nothing we can't fix. Well, except for that complicated relationship. When it comes to that, you're on your own. AA, MCO. Check engine light on, we'll check it for free.
A happy place comes in many colors. One that leaves you feeling refreshed. Something that gets you all fired up. Or gives you the space to chill. Whatever your color, bring happiness home with Serta Pro Painters and make your happy place your home. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy. Get started today at SertaPro.com. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at SertaPro.com.
When it comes to your electrical system, do you know the warning signs to look for? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and it's okay if you don't know, but here are a few things that you might not even realize could be a sign of a bigger problem. Wall plates that are hot to the touch. Discoloration around switches or outlets. If you hear crackling or popping or buzzing around switches or outlets. A breaker that trips a lot. Switches that feel loose when you operate them. If your lights dim or flicker when a major appliance comes on. If your plugs fall out of the wall easily. You know, you're not supposed to have to bend the prongs out on a plug just to get it to stay in the wall. If you notice any of these things, you should consider having a licensed electrician check your system out. If you don't know anyone, Any Hour Services has put together a radio-only special for any homeowners listening. One of our licensed electricians will perform a comprehensive electrical inspection and give you a full written report for only $29. But you have to mention this ad when you call. To schedule your comprehensive electrical inspection by a licensed electrician for only $29, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
parents are frustrated and police are casting a net after the third hoax threatened 2 weeks hit Mount Nebo Middle School. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, the Slam Dance Film Festival says it's leaving Utah, while the Sundance Festival continues to weigh its options.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
I-15 traffic is still sluggish. Point of the Mountain, Midvale, and coming into downtown. 201 freeway finally improving. They're still slowing between Mountain View and Bangor, but that's a big improvement. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
10 to 12 degrees below the normal today with a cool breeze. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Let's check our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The NYPD moves in on pro-Palestinian protesters.
If you refuse to disperse, you will be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
Minutes ago, New York Mayor Eric Adams talked about the operation that resulted in 300 arrests on the Columbia campus overnight.
There's nothing peaceful about barricading buildings, destroying property, or dismantling security cameras.
Police used a ladder to enter a campus building overnight, removing those who had barricaded themselves inside, taking dozens of students away by bus. This morning, other students were at police headquarters waiting for those arrested to be released. ABC's Phil Tate was there.
Now, once those people that have been released, they are being brought in front of these demonstrators. This is where many of them are just giving them water, giving them food, as well as there's people who are offering even legal support.
Two separate groups of protesters clashed violently overnight on the UCLA campus as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv. He's saying the only thing standing in the way of a limited ceasefire deal in Gaza right now is Hamas. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will push to have House Speaker Mike Johnson removed from the job, even as Democrats say they will support him.
Next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate. Absolutely calling it. I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker.
A major medical task force responsible for setting federal medical guidelines says regular mammograms should begin at age 40, not age 50 as it is now.
Part of the motivation with them changing the guidelines from 50 to 40 is because we've been watching rates of breast cancer, particularly in younger women, 40 to 49, go up about 2% every single year. And those women tend to have more aggressive types of breast cancer.
That's ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton. Checking the markets, the Dow is up 26 points. You're listening to ABC News.
We've been talking this morning about these fake bomb threats, many of them actually at Mount Nebo School.
Yeah.
Debbie, in Payson, Utah.
The last two weeks, three bomb threats have emptied the building. They've got to, you know, clear the building. And right now, this is not only in Utah and across the United States, but I'm just looking at a story that's crossing right now in India. In India, they are evacuating 100 schools and thousands of kids because of bomb threats. The vast majority of these hoaxes or bomb threats are hoaxes, mm-hmm. which has brought Dave and I to the discussion point of, do we continue to evacuate kids?
You'd hate to be wrong about the one.
Yeah, I agree.
How could you do anything else?
I agree. It's kind of surprising to me that all the technological advances that we have in tracking people down who make hoax phone calls, or in this case, and Payson, sounds like it was an email thread. Why we aren't catching these people? Let's think back to December of last year when we were on the air on the David Dujanovic show when they were emptying out schools all over the state of Utah because there were a bunch of hoax threats coming in to different schools, and it was happening all over the country.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of an arrest being made in that case. So it just feels like we're continually playing.
Is it because there are kids that do it?
I just think, I wonder if law enforcement can actually track these people down or have the capability of doing that. Mm. But we're just being manipulated over and over. And it's brought me to the point where I have to say, is it just time to take chances and leave the kids in school?
No.
You're saying no way.
For me, it's no way.
just keep emptying out the school building.
I just don't know. Until we can know for sure.
Bring in the bomb sniffing dogs.
Because as soon as that becomes the policy, then the real terrorist knows that and then does.
You think the real bad guy is going to move in?
Wouldn't they?
You might have a
point.
There
are too many of those, too.
You might have a point. But we're going to look at some statistics. Because statistically, this is very rare that these would be real. But to Tim's point, the one time it is, the school district's, in the wrong.
Don't make me separate you two. You're going to have to sort this out later.
Well, I just think imagine those parents in the Nebo district.
Sure.
Once again, their kids are being, standing out on the lawn.
Yeah,
for sure.
So long. So.
All right. Dave and Dujanovic, of course, coming up top of the hour. Make sure you're here, too, 9 to noon on KSL News Radio. And this portion of the news brought to you this morning by
Revere Health.
Thank you.
Revere Health. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, slowdowns on I-15 northbound from Point of the Mountain to Bangor Highway, and then again around 7200 south in Midvale. Those are spots where you'll have to add a little bit of drive time. We've got backups again this morning on 114th South, approaching 1300 West Temple Drive. Also, 201 still slow between 56th West and Bangor, but I'm hoping in the next 10 to 15 minutes that'll be completely cleared. Len?
On the road, the Ogden area traffic, the slower traffic southbound I-15 in Ogden from 21st Street to Roy's easing, and then the 15 drive looks good all the way to North Salt Lake, where it does slow at the Beck Street ramp and at Hill Air Force Base. Still some traffic waiting to get into the south entrance there off of SR-193. Eric?
I-15 is a solid drive right now in Utah County. No problems as you head north from Provo to Point of the Mountain. That's a 20-minute drive. And getting out into the mountains this morning, no real trouble on 189 through Provo Canyon or on I-80 through Parley's Canyon, although there is a little bit of eastbound slowing on 80 going past the Kimball Junction exit over to the Silver Creek turnoff if you're going to go on US 40 this morning. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out on the cool side. 55, mostly sunny skies and a little bit of a north breeze. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 60 degrees. Goes 61 on Friday, AM shower possible, then clearing to partly cloudy skies. Hey, mild but breezy on Saturday, 77 degrees, mostly sunny. Thunderstorms likely on Sunday, 63, breezy there as well. Cool on Monday, 58, mostly cloudy. Keep it in at 62 and mostly cloudy on Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Still 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
I'm thinking about the kids in school, and remember when we were kids, I'm going to date us here, Tim, we used to do the thing where you hid under the desk.
Yeah.
In case the Russians are coming.
In case of a nuclear bomb.
Yes, right.
Which is not going to save you in a second.
But in the 1960s, that's in my elementary school. Yep. I remember we did these things where we'd hide under the desk.
For sure.
So, I mean, they do fire drills and stuff at school still. And I think they do safety drills of all kinds. But at least it's not that bad.
Stop, drop, and cover.
Yes.
It's part of my DNA at this point.
Right.
Coming up in a minute, we'll take another look at how the markets are doing this morning. Almost a full hour into the trade here at 8:23.
I remember that.
A partner is someone you can rely on. Someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Here's an easy tip from Jordan Valley Water to know when it's time to water your lawn. If you can easily push a 6-inch screwdriver into your soil, you don't need to water yet. For more tips, visit waittowater.com.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We've all got those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. For you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, reliable connection in every room, and power for all of your devices, even when everyone is online. That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through June 21st, new customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY. That's 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221, or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Millions of low-income families could see higher internet bills starting this month. It's due to a federal broadband subsidy program, which is almost out of money. Some lawmakers are making last-ditch pleas for Congress to extend the Affordable Connectivity Program, which expires in a few weeks.
Eight U.S. newspapers are suing technology companies for copying news articles without permission. The maker of ChatGPT, OpenAI, and Microsoft are named in this lawsuit. The Chicago Tribune, Denver Post, and others are among the newspapers who say these tech firms are stealing millions of articles.
Economic advisors consider annuities to be an important part of retirement savings. However, a new study from the American College of Financial Services finds only 10% of Americans are investing in them. A lot of people don't know what an annuity is. An annuity is an insurance contract bought by individuals that requires the financial institution to pay out an income stream, you know, on a regular basis to the purchaser at some point in the future.
Yeah, and they come in all shapes and sizes, but normally you have upside gain with no downside loss,
right?
Which then gives some people some comfort, particularly when they're nearing retirement age. Not that I would know anything about that. All right, the Dow Jones Industrial is the only one in the green this hour. It's actually up 56 points. The S&P is down 13. The NASDAQ is off 31.
We have no crashes to hinder your progress right now. The commute looks good. Traffic and weather coming up next.
My name is Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. My wife and I are the parents of six wonderful kids, and now we have two beautiful grandkids. We raised our kids right here in Utah and have always felt like Utah is the best place in America to have a family. More than anything, I'm running for Congress to make sure that doesn't change. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
CommonSpirit Health has expert orthopedic care that gets you back at it and back to your best. Find skilled orthopedic physicians at CommonSpirit locations who specialize in general orthopedics and repair of hips, knees, shoulders, and hands, so you can return to running races or chasing the grandkids. CommonSpirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Orthopedic care with human kindness is here. Visit mountain.commonspirit.org.
Get the news.
There were crackdowns on protests on college campuses around the country overnight.
And a deeper understanding of the news.
Where I think it crosses the line, all of a sudden you're in my face.
Give us a call and your best argument.
Tim and Amanda catch you up first thing in the morning. Then join Dave and Debbie and Boyd Matheson for conversation about the news middays. And Jeff Kaplan has the latest developments on your drive home. For news and talk, we have you covered on KSL News Radio.
This week's movie show is brought to you by Sound Sleep Medical. Get a free sleep screening and a free sleep consultation by tuning in on Friday morning. Sound Sleep Medical, with seven locations in Utah.
It's 8:29. Time for a look at traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Where do we start, Andy?
Well, we've got delays still on the 201 freeway between 56th West and Bangor, but they're at the least amount of delay that they've had for the last hour or so since we had a crash earlier. Still have I-15 slowdowns right after the Bluffdale exit and again right before 5300 South in Murray. Len?
We're looking at a fresh crash. It is southbound I-15 at 1000 North. The left lane's closed. That's just as you're making your way into town there. And we wonder why that's a little bit slow. Well, that adds to the slowing from the North Interchange into the downtown area. Otherwise, further north, you've still got some slow traffic from Ogden's 21st Street into Roy. Eric?
In Utah County, nothing like yesterday. That's good on I-15 as you head north from Provo to Point of the Mountain. You don't have any real delay spots. Getting over to the freeway, you have your usual delays on Pioneer Crossing, Lehigh's Main Street, and 2100 North. Going through Provo Canyon, no problems there. And Highway 6 through Spanish Fork Canyon, that's also looking good. Use Superior Water and Air for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Call 974-9090 or visit superiorwaterandair.com. Superior Water and Air. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Today is going to be a beautiful day, sunny and on the cool side, 55 for a high. We're up to 77 by Saturday. Right now it's 45 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Protesters gathered again last night at the University of Utah, but this time police didn't force anyone to leave.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is following the story for us this morning.
The university commended the roughly 200 people that protested at President's Circle for doing so peacefully and saying they were, quote, expressed with dignity and conducted in a lawful manner. Now, one person was arrested in connection to the first night of protests for alleged trespassing, disorderly conduct, and failure to disperse, and once that person was taken to jail, that's where everyone went.
Let him go!
That's from the Mejida U of U's Instagram page. The group has not posted anything about whether or not they'll protest again today. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
We're expecting to hear from at least three more witnesses during when the trial of Chad Daybell resumes sometime today.
The trial was off on Tuesday as Boise remembered a sheriff's deputy killed in the line of duty. But today, prosecutors are back. They've said they have two lay witnesses and an expert lined up to testify. Before taking the break, the jury heard from two relatives of Tammy Daybell, Chad Daybell's late first wife, who died in October of 2019. Her body was exhumed for an autopsy, and we learned the results of that during his second wife, Lori Vallow's trial last year, death by asphyxiation. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Four students from Roy High School were taken into custody after police say one of them flashed a handgun near campus. Officers were called after a person reported the teens making gang signs at passing cars. This is the fourth firearm recovered by police near Roy High School in less than 3 weeks. The Weber School District says none of the cases are related and none of them involved threats at the school.
KSL's top national stories this hour. House Democrats say they're willing to back Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson if Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene tries to kick him out of leadership.
Democrats came out and they said that they would save the Republican Speaker of the House. This is a striking move. Typically, you have Democrats support a Democratic Speaker of the House. You have Republicans support a Republican Speaker of the House. But all of a sudden, you had Democrats banding together with the majority of Republicans saying that they do not want to send the House into chaos again.
ABC's Rachel Scott says only a small handful of Republicans have said they want Johnson removed.
Former President Donald Trump is outlining his plans on immigration if he returns to the White House. ABC's Perry Russum has more.
Speaking to Time magazine, the former president outlined his plans to deport millions of migrants illegally in the U.S.
This is country changing, it's country threatening, and it's country wrecking. They have wrecked our country.
The former president saying people need to be deported and saying he'd use the National Guard and local law enforcement to carry out the deportation, saying if they weren't able to, then I'd use the military. When asked about a law prohibiting the use of military force on civilians, Trump replied, well, these aren't civilians. These are people that aren't legally in our country.
The former president also talked about abortion, saying the state should be making their own rules.
A debate broke out between Utah Congressman Blake Moore and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen over the impact of tax cuts.
Congress sliced the tax rate corporations paid by about a third in 2017. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that did help the economy.
But it was almost exclusively to the highest income earners within corporations that virtually none of it went to the massive workers at these firms.
Utah Congressman Blake Moore disputes that.
If you want to come to the Utah's first district, you can hear from companies in that district where their real wage income grew for their frontline employees.
Moore chairs the House Budget Committee, and he's pushing back against a proposal to raise taxes on corporations by a third. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
I-15's backed up coming south into Salt Lake City. A crash off to the left right around Warm Springs Road, 2300 North. It's got traffic's backing all the way up past the 215 exit, almost to the Woods Cross exit. That's the southbound delay. 201 freeway, the slowing has shifted now from Magna and West Valley over into Salt Lake, where we've got some slowing between 215 and 900 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The X4 Summit starts today in Salt Lake City, and the management conference is bringing some pretty big names to Utah. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama and Olympic gold medalist Lindsey Vonn will be among the keynote speakers at this year's summit. Provo-based company Qualtrics is hosting about 10,000 business leaders from around the world, teaching them about new methods and tools to manage their companies. This year's theme focuses on AI and how to make businesses more human.
The X4 Summit runs from today to Friday at the Salt Palace Convention Center.
This morning, we're hearing from the family of a man killed in an industrial accident in Bluffdale. Sal Mahi died last Thursday after a concrete slab fell on him at work. His wife's uncle tells KSL-TV Mahi was a family man.
You would find Sal on the barbecue grill making food. You would find him cleaning. He was nothing but humble, and he always had a service mentality.
Mahi leaves behind his wife, Leilani, and six children.
The Division of Wildlife Resources says it has $5.5 million that will be used to protect endangered species here in the state. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has a look at where that money will go.
This is a grant going towards the Division's Endangered Species Mitigation Fund. This money will be divvied up between 60 or so projects helping native endangered species and their habitat. Some of the animals benefiting are the Colorado pike minnow, the razorback sucker, and the Virgin River chub, just to name a few. The Mitigation Fund has helped Utah species get off or stay off the endangered species list since 1997. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Coming up, we've got a new crash involving several cars southbound on I-15 approaching downtown, blocking the HOV lane. We'll check that and the rest of your commute just ahead.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Debbie is the voice of reason, and Dave reminds me of my little brother. Well-spoken, and they're a great team together.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
That's right, it's me again, and I'm at J&J Garden Center in Layton, the best place to shop for Mother's Day, where they have something special for every mom, and of course, at a special price. Right now, all hanging baskets are 20% off, all flats of flowering bedding plants are just $22.98, and all 4.5-inch geraniums are 20% off, too. That's incredible! J&J Garden Center definitely has the best products at the best price. So give mom something special this Mother's Day with a special purchase from J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. You may have heard that mortgage rates have come down over the last several months. While they are still higher than a few years ago, the change has brought some opportunities. Some simple math can help determine whether a refinance will be beneficial to you, even with a higher rate than you currently have. This can happen when you knock off enough other high-interest debt to lower your overall payments. We can go over this with you to see if it makes sense for your situation. We are currently saving many clients several hundred dollars per month in payments using this strategy. And if you refinance using an FHA or VA loan, you will be eligible for a streamlined refinance when rates come down further. That's a win-win. Call us today to see if this would benefit you. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289115.
We had a second day of protest up at the University of Utah, but 200 people showed up, very peaceful. And the police actually were very complimentary of the behavior of those that were gathered. So we'll continue to follow the story this morning with our Adam Small.
8:39 now. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 in Salt Lake County's got a new crash near 123rd South in Draper, and it's got traffic slowing all the way back to Bangor Highway. A lot of slowing along Bangor along the south end going through the river bottom. We might have a crash just before you even get to 600 West in that stretch between Redwood and the 600 West intersection. Also, traffic on Bangor itself slow in the West Valley portion up by 4700 South. Len?
Got this fresh crash southbound I-15 approaching Salt Lake City. It's about Warm Springs Road, 2300 North, and has a left lane closed. Delays almost from the Woods Cross exit. Otherwise, further north of here, you're looking at that slow traffic up there. That is on all dissipated now as you make your way from 21st Street down to Roy. That's good news. I-84 is in good shape. Eric?
Crash northbound I-15 in Lehigh. This is just past the Lehigh Main Street exit. The vehicles involved are up against the left barrier. It's not even blocking the HOV lane, so shouldn't really impede the progress further up the line. You do have delays after you go past the Timpanogos Highway exit. It's going to be a slowdown mode, rounding point of the mountain going all the way up to the Bangor exit. And Redwood Road now slowing up as you approach 2100 North, heading up to past that to Camp Williams. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cool, dry air filtering into the state today. We'll go 55 degrees, mostly sunny skies, and a bit of a chilly northwest breeze. 36 overnight, goes to mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, and a high of 60. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
All that sunshine is actually a little deceiving. It's nippy out there, 45 degrees.
Some real advances in the way that we treat cancer patients. What do you hear about this? The deputy director of Huntsman Cancer Institute has a report for us in a moment.
Stay with us, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
There's a race going on inside your body, and sometimes the bad guys, otherwise known as arthritis, get there first. That's when the joint pain kicks in.
Your healing process is just too slow and just can't catch up, and it needs just a little bit of help from QC Kinetics.
That's Dr. Daniel Zuckerman, a QC Kinetics medical director.
We all know that you can heal yourself. If you get a cut, it heals on its own. Your joints are no different. We can take the healing properties from your blood, concentrate them down, and put them in the spot that you need the help. It's amazing. Your body can heal itself.
At QC Kinetics, that's called regenerative medicine. No surgery or steroids, just lasting relief, the natural way.
The fact that we can treat them without surgery, but using their own body's natural healing process, without medications, without steroids, without surgery, it's just amazing.
Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. 385-766-1987.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
Good morning. Baby, it's a brand new day.
Ready to wake up in a new destination nearly every day with Norwegian Cruise Line? Book today to get 70% off second guest to Alaska, Europe, and beyond. Plus, everyone can enjoy their vacation with free unlimited open bar, free specialty dining, and more. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Offer ends soon. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
Lucid Software Inc. seeks software engineer 2 in South Jordan, Utah to manage project priorities, deadlines, and deliverables. Telecommuting is allowed. If interested, send cover letter and resume to applications at lucidchart.com. Subject SEII-SJUT. Again, Lucid Software Inc. seeks software engineer 2 in South Jordan, Utah to manage project priorities, deadlines, and deliverables. Telecommuting is allowed. If interested, send cover letter and resume to applications at lucidchart.com. Subject SEII-SJUT. SJUT.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
former First Lady Michelle Obama is among some of the big names speaking at this year's X4 Summit. The three-day management conference kicks off today at the Salt Palace and focuses on AI. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Second, police and school officials will hold a news conference today to address a string of fake threats at Mount Nebo Middle School in Payson.
Third, let's check your traffic and weather together.
Southbound 15 backed up from Woods Cross down into Salt Lake City because of a crash near Warm Springs Road. We've got lane restrictions. I don't know if it's a crash or a road work, but traffic backed up Point of the Mountain to 123rd South in Draper. And a crash on Redwood Road in the river bottom coming over from Bluffdale towards I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Courtesy of an overnight cold front, we'll be in the 50s today. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More college protests and more police moving in on them. That's on the campus of the University of Wisconsin, where pro-Palestinian protests have been going on for the past 2 weeks. Police began clearing out protesters this morning. Last night, the NYPD removed students from a building on the Columbia University campus. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv says Hamas is the only thing holding up a ceasefire in the region right now. A new recommendation that routine mammogram screenings begin a decade earlier at age 40.
Back in 2009, this very same group, the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, changed the age and made it 50. Now, over that last period of time, we've been watching more cases, more aggressive cases, more deaths. That was the concern then. That's why people today are applauding this change.
That's ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton. This is ABC News.
Let's go in depth now because we're seeing some big advances in the way doctors approach cancer treatments.
The deputy director of the Huntsman Cancer Institute tells KSL News Radio, the focus now is on what they call precision treatments tailored for each patient.
So what we're doing now, which we weren't doing routinely, you know, even a decade ago, we're sequencing people's tumors. So there's something called a tumor profile. So we'll take patients' tumor that's been removed or tumor from a biopsy, for example. Sometimes we can even use somebody's blood sample and we will analyze it for hundreds of different mutations. And then we get a report of all those mutations, if that patient's tumor has any of the mutations. And then we can look at those mutations and go back and figure out which medicines are best targeted to that patient.
That's Dr. Teresa Werner, who says cancers are typically treated using a combination of three methods.
The principles of oncology treatment are the same in the sense that a lot of patients will undergo surgery, a surgical resection, to have the bulk of their tumor removed. Some patients benefit from radiation, which is a local therapy to the site of the tumor, for example. And the majority of patients will undergo what we call systemic therapy, so system-wide therapy, so treatment that goes all over your body.
These new systemic treatments target the cancer cells directly.
So there are a lot of chemotherapy agents we can't use, and we can't give it to somebody at full dose because it's too toxic. But if we apply a little bit to an antibody target, we can get it to go in and hone and find the cancer and then deliver a small amount of chemotherapy. So Trojan horse model per se. So the antibody attaches to the cancer cell because of the way it's been engineered with the target. And then the antibody gets taken in by the cell and along with it our little ball of chemotherapy. And then it delivers the sort of toxic blow right to the cancer cell. And so you get hopefully less side effects to normal surrounding tissue because it's really targeted to the cancer.
It really is fascinating what they're able to do. Not in time for some people mm-hmm. who are suffering now. And I'm sure there are probably people listening right now who are going through this in their families and they can't get these innovations into the mainstream fast enough.
Yeah, and you just feel like, or you hope and pray, that each one of these developments is a step towards, you know,
yes.
eventual cure of these cancers or being able to knock them out without totally destroying somebody's body. Mm-hmm. It's chemo is just scorched earth.
It is, yeah.
And we've both had family members that have gone through this over the last several years, you most recently.
Yeah.
And it's tough to watch. It's tough for a patient to go through.
Maddening.
But the more we can do to directly target these things, the better off yeah. we're going to be.
That's the in-depth at 15 and 45.
All right, it's 8:49. Time for a look at traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. And he's back in the traffic center.
And right now, if you're on I-15, you've got that northbound delay between Point of the Mountain and 123rd South, where crews appear to be doing some shoulder work or something. The delays immediately end at 123rd, but they're really slow prior to that. We also got a crash on Bangor Highway in the eastbound direction. So driving along from Redwood Road towards I-15, there's a crash a couple blocks before that 600 West intersection. They've got the right lane blocked, and so that's why we're still seeing delays. And there's just really no alternate. Once you go past Redwood, there's no turnoffs. Len?
Well, this crash near Warm Springs Road, 2300 North, has been cleared. That's just right after the Beck Street off-ramp now. It's been cleared, but you still have a long train of traffic going back into Woods Cross, but it is getting back to speeds. That's good news. Otherwise, I-15 is working well all the way from Brigham City on down to Riverdale and the long stretch down to North Salt Lake. Otherwise, Legacy Parkway is in good shape, as well as US 89. Eric?
Eastbound over to the freeway from Redwood Road, you've got slowing on the typical spots, 2100 North, Lehigh's Main Street, Pioneer Crossing. Once you get to the freeway, by and large, it's a good drive. Northbound, we do have a crash just past Lehigh's Main Street exit, but this is off to the left barrier and far out of the way of the main lanes of traffic. And once you get up to SR 92, that's Timpanogos Highway, then you are going to see things slow down as you round Point of the Mountain and go into Draper. The Salt Lake Home Expo this weekend at the Mountain America Expo Center. Meet with local contractors, save time and money on home projects. Free admission and parking. See you there. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has only one day in the 70s. We'll start with today at 55, mostly sunny, chilly with a northwest breeze. 60, mostly cloudy for tomorrow. We'll then go partly cloudy with an AM shower possible on Friday, 61 the high. Hey, south winds pick up on Saturday, 77, breezy and mostly sunny, only to drop off the cliff to 63 with thunderstorms possible now on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday look mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 46 degrees, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Tell you what I was thinking about last night when I saw those riot-clad NYPD officers heading into Columbia University was the danger that our police face on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Dave and Dujanovic are going to be doing a special in the line of duty and focusing on Officer Trenton Holliday, who died at the age, I think, of 37, mm-hmm. like before he was 40 years old.
Really young.
From coming in contact with nasty toxic chemicals. We don't often think about that.
But that's another danger to police officers.
Oh, for sure. And this particular officer was one of a dozen that Debbie contacted 20 years ago in 2004 when she was doing stories about the dangers of narcotics for officers that are in, you know, that's their call.
Yeah, right.
To go always look out these meth labs and things and what they may come in contact with. We just don't think about it.
Yeah.
But be listening tomorrow between 9 and noon to Dave and Debbie here on KSL.
If you're a homeowner or you own a building of any kind, maybe it's a business, you know, stuff goes wrong. It just does. And what you need is someone who you work with, who you trust. So you know, if you come in and there's a flood, or if, you know, your water heater goes out or your air conditioner goes out, you know there's somebody who's going to respond immediately to you, and they're not going to overcharge you or try to upsell you something you don't need. And that company, for me, for 25 years, is Superior Water and Air.
And it's that upselling that, you know, I most am frustrated with, mm-hmm. because you're vulnerable at that point.
Okay, because you're not an expert in this area. If they say you need one, I guess you need one.
And you obviously want whatever that problem is taken care of right now.
Yeah.
But the other reason for having this relationship, and that's really what it is with Superior Water and Air, is so that they can come out and do all the little things in between the disasters that may come your way to help prevent or limit those in your future.
I mean, you tune up your car. You know, these pieces of equipment are expensive. Let's take care of them and see if they can't last longer.
Yeah, like when's the last time you had your air conditioner looked at? Maybe today's a good day to call. 801-974-9090 or go to superiorwaterandair.com.
The best kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Save $20 off every annual pass level. 362 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com.
Are you tired of yo-yo dieting? Are you thinking about trying the latest fad prescription drug with their long list of possible serious side effects? Most people don't realize that while you may lose weight, it's just temporarily suppressing your hunger, so as soon as you get off the drug, your frustration and your weight could come right back to haunt you. At slcfatloss.com, we know the secret to quick weight loss and, most importantly, safe and lasting weight loss. Our program has helped over 40,000 clients across the country break the weight loss code. Gone are the starvation diet plans. Our program is healthy weight loss, using real whole foods and proprietary strategies to help guide our clients through their successful weight loss with a roadmap to keep the weight off long term.
I'm Dave Noriega. You know I lost 57 pounds in 60 days with Salt Lake City Fat Loss. I've kept it off for the last month, every single pound. Right now, you can get $200 off if you use my name, Dave. Just go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com. Results may vary.
Watching Utah's Money this morning is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. A new survey finds Americans believe their time, is worth $240 an hour. We love ourselves. The info comes from a financial planning firm in Power. That number would pay a salary, by the way, if you don't want to do the math, almost $500,000 a year. The flip side of this study says that 26% of Americans say they would take a pay cut in order to have more free time. So you decide.
KSL Drive's Tesla announced its plans to introduce a new car model priced at $25,000 by next year. This comes the day after the Elon Musk-owned company laid off hundreds of employees. All the people let go were on the Tesla EV supercharging team.
The founder of Binance was sentenced to 4 months in prison for money laundering. The sentence handed down by the U.S. federal court is much less than the 3 years requested by prosecutors. Binance is the world's leading cryptocurrency exchange, and the founder apologized for mistakes he made while he was CEO.
Dow's up 92 points. That's 0.25%. We're at 37,907. S&P's off 8. The Nasdaq down almost 5.
We'll take a quick break. Let's see if we can finish out this morning drive when we check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, guess what today is?
It's going to be May.
It's May 1st.
Oh, happy May Day.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
With Soda Weight Loss, it's fun, easy, and exciting to knock out big fat loss numbers week after week. I let go of 70 pounds in 5 months, and I was feeling pretty impressed with myself. Then I heard from Chuck.
I let go of about 120 pounds in about 1 year.
Being overweight comes with a whole laundry list of side effects, and none of them are good.
There was times like putting on socks and shoes, you'd be a little winded bending down.
But now?
When people see me, they're just shocked. You know, they always ask you, like, what'd you do?
What makes soda so effective is you have your own personal nutritionist to help you. You're trying to navigate the grocery store or figure out a menu? They're just a text away with real solutions to help you stay on track so you can let go of the weight at home, at work, or wherever you are. That accountability to another person makes all the difference.
These guys, I don't think I would have done it on my own if I didn't have their support.
So go to sodaweightloss.com. That's SOTAweightloss.com and find out for yourself. Soda is, say it with me, stay of the art.
At KSL News Radio, we have a 30-year legacy of honoring Utah teachers, but we can't do it without your help. Please tell us about an important teacher in your life on the KSL Teacher Tribute Wall, presented by Cypress Credit Union.
Each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, a $250 gift card to Harmon's, plus season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher from Cypress Credit Union and KSL News Radio. 8:59, traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, North 15, slowdowns Point of the Mountain to Bangor Highway and then a little bit beyond that because of some lane restrictions going on just before 123rd South in Draper. And then we've got traffic on Bangor backed up from Redwood Road to the river bottom heading towards I-15 in Bluffdale because of a crash. Len?
Still looking at a little bit of slowing. It's cropped up again as you make your way from the Riverdale exit off of I-15 in the Ogden area, right at the I-84 split into Roy, but it's just minor right now. Then the rest of I-15 is good until you get to Woods Cross, where it slows down up to about the Beck Street ramps due to a previous accident, but that traffic is starting to move along a little bit better now. Eric?
Well, the northbound crash we had in Lehigh, just past Lehigh's Main Street on I-15, has been cleared. They even stopped traffic for a little bit, but you have no residual effects thanks to lesser volume at this point of the morning drive. So you're still looking at basically a 30-minute drive from Santa Quinn up to Point of the Mountain, where there are some delays as you round to the point to go into Salt Lake County. Get Mom the best Mother's Day gift ever, a Minky Couture Blanket. Save 50% using promo code KSL50 in stores and online at MinkyCouture.com. The best Mother's Day gift ever. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're expecting 55 for a high today with a slight chance, 10% chance of rain, and right now sunny downtown and 46 degrees.
What can we do about these hoax bomb threats called into schools? More coming up next with David Dujanovic.